KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:01, it's clear and 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high around 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Several people have been arrested during a prostitution bust at a motel in western Iowa. Authorities say the operation began just before 1 p.m. and ended with the last arrest at 10:25 p.m. Wednesday. The name of the motel in Council Bluffs wasn't disclosed. The Council Bluffs Police Department says its officers worked on the investigation with deputies from Pottawatomie, Mills, and Harrison counties and the FBI's Great Plains Innocence Lost Task Force. The Innocence Lost Task Force targets juveniles involved in prostitution. Five women from Omaha, Nebraska were among those arrested, as well as a Lincoln, Nebraska man. Police say he solicited an undercover officer for sex. News time is 8:02.
Great sermon, huh? Really got me thinking.
Oh, I guess I missed it, but then again, I have a hard time hearing the pastor.
Really? You sit in the second row.
Well, you know, Yes, I
do know. I used to struggle, just like you're saying. But I finally went to go see Doug Leonard and had my hearing tested. Found out there was a good reason I couldn't hear the sermons.
How often do you leave your Sunday services and not have any idea of what the minister said? Or sit through an important meeting and go away wondering what you were supposed to learn for your job? The problem could be that you have a hearing loss. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. For most patients, hearing loss is usually something that takes place over time, and you don't realize it's happening until you find yourself struggling to hear things that are important to you. Quit struggling. Call and schedule an evaluation today. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Manning, Ottoman, Carroll.
I only wish I had gone sooner.
Police are asking Iowans to help officers return a grave marker that was found in a recycling bin. Council Bluffs Police Captain Terry LeMaster said that workers at the Council Bluffs Recycling Center found the marker last week. The name on it is Megan Elaine Kjellberg, a six-month-old child who died on January 2nd of 1986. The inscription on the monument reads, "Now you have the sun and stars to play with." LeMaster says area cemeteries and funeral directors have been checked, as well as funeral and obituary databases and reports about stolen items. LeMaster thinks someone might have stolen the marker, thinking it was solid copper. When it turned out only to be copper-plated, it was tossed into a recycling bin. The latest forecast shows severe weather making its way into Iowa tonight. National Weather Service meteorologist Craig Cogill says the initial primary threat will be from heavy rain and hail, but the system has the potential to cause more serious damage tomorrow.
Right now it looks like the best threat of severe weather is going to be across western Iowa, where damaging winds, large hail, and possibly a few tornadoes, especially later in the afternoon and evening hours, will be possible.
The much-needed rain could range from 1 to 2 inches. If tornadoes touch down over the weekend in Iowa, it would not be unprecedented.
Usually we see tornadoes in the fall time about every other year or every third year. So certainly it's not tornado season like we see from late April through June. But it's not totally out of the question to see fall tornadoes.
The storm is expected to leave Iowa tomorrow night. The forecast for Sunday calls for highs mainly in the 60s. The Atlantic Police Department reports a collision between a pickup and a car Wednesday evening in the 200 block of West 7th Street resulted in an Atlantic woman being sent to the hospital. Officials said vehicles driven by Dennis Phillips and Marjorie Bell, both of Atlantic, were traveling west on 7th Street at around 5:10 p.m. Wednesday when Bell slowed to turn right into an alley between Locust and Poplar Streets. As she slowed down, her car was hit from behind by Phillips's pickup. The collision caused the car to travel west of the alley and into a tree. Bell was transported to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of unspecified injuries. There were no citations issued, and the damage amounted to $11,500. The Page County Sheriff's Office said no injuries were reported following two separate accidents earlier this week. Officials say 16-year-old Jacob Baker of Newmarket was cited for failure to maintain control following an accident Wednesday afternoon east of Clarinda. The teen was driving a 2001 Ford Ranger pickup east on 210th Street and rounding a curve when he lost control. The pickup left the road and entered a ditch where it struck some trees head-on. Officials say the truck sustained $5,000 damage and was considered a total loss. The second accident in Page County happened Tuesday morning southwest of Clarinda. The Sheriff's Department said 33-year-old Aaron Roberts of Clarinda was cited for failure to maintain control. After the 2009 Chevy straight truck he was driving left 230th Street, entered a ditch and rolled onto its passenger side and slid to a stop. Damage to the truck registered to Snap-on Tools in Kenosha, Wisconsin, was estimated at $50,000, and the vehicle was considered a total loss. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a Red Oak man faces the felony charge of criminal mischief in the second degree in connection with an October 1st incident at the Montgomery County Jail. 32-year-old Michael Parsley had allegedly damaged a sprinkler system in the jail. The damage was in excess of $1,000. Parsley continues to be held in the jail on $5,000 cash bond. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail on October 1st after being found guilty of a serious misdemeanor charge of theft in the fifth degree. His arraignment on the criminal mischief charge will take place on October 29th. Authorities in Red Oak report the arrest of a local man on drug charges. The Red Oak police say 22-year-old Shane Michael Murley of Red Oak faces a drug possession charge. Murley was taken into custody early Thursday morning and was being held in Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $5,000 bond. In a follow-up to our earlier report, officials said this week a Villisca teen who was arrested Tuesday morning faces a felony charge of making terrorist threats. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said 13-year-old Cordell Straw was taken into custody at around 9 a.m. Tuesday and formal charges were filed on Wednesday. Authorities told the Omaha World-Herald the teen had allegedly threatened to burn down the home of a teacher. A threat was made in school on October the 2nd. Straw was being held at the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. The Iowa Department of Transportation's Council Bluffs Construction Office reports that bridge maintenance work will require restricting westbound Interstate 80 traffic to one lane between Exit 1B or South 24th Street and Exit 5, Madison Avenue, from around 7 o'clock this evening until 6 a.m. Monday, weather permitting. Officials say westbound I-80 traffic will not be able to use Exit 3, the South Expressway Street, during the project. In addition, there's a 12-foot, 6-inch width lane restriction and an 80,000-pound weight restriction in the open lanes. Motorists, they say, may wish to take I-680 southbound to I-29 to avoid possible traffic congestion in the area. The Iowa Department of Transportation proposes to replace the bridge on Iowa Highway 141 over the Middle Raccoon River, 4/10 of a mile east of the Carroll County line, near the south corporate limits of Coon Rapids. The project will require the acquisition of right-of-way from Sculpture Park. That's a city-owned park adjacent to the proposed project. Sculpture Park has determined to be a Section 4F resource, and the acquisition of the right-of-way is expected to have de minimis impact on the park. The public, however, is invited to review the proposed impacts of the bridge replacement project on the protected activities, features, and attributes of the park by visiting www.iowadot.gov and looking for the link to that, or you can call 515-239-1251 to request information. The public comment period ends November 15, 2012. And the DOT is seeking a public input on the DOT's proposal to construct several projects as part of the Council Bluffs Interstate System, or CBIS, improvements in Pottawatomie County. Those projects will affect the Indian Creek and Lake Manawa trails, portions of which are proposed to be reconstructed or relocated and could be closed at certain times during construction. And the Indian Creek and Lake Manawa trails have been determined to be those protected or actually resources, and proposed reconstruction or relocation of those trails is expected to have de minimis impact. And again, the public is expected, or rather invited, to review the proposed impacts of that project on the Indian Creek and Lake Manawa trails by visiting the DOT's website. The deadline for commenting is November 15, 2012. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Pakistani police aren't providing details, but they say they have arrested a number of suspects in the case of a 14-year-old girl shot and wounded by the Taliban. The Malala Yousafzai had become an advocate for girls' education and spoken out about Taliban atrocities in the Swat Valley where she lives. A Taliban spokesman in the Swat Valley said the girl had been warned to stop promoting Western thinking, and local leaders decided 2 months ago that she should be killed. A day after Vice President Joe Biden and Republican rival Paul Ryan went head-to-head in a spirited debate in Kentucky, the presidential campaigns are back in rally mode. Mitt Romney campaigns in Virginia and later joins Ryan in Ohio. Biden will woo young voters in the University of Wisconsin at La Crosse. President Obama spends a day in Washington preparing for the next two debates. And crowds are lining the streets in Los Angeles as Space Shuttle Endeavour makes its way from a hangar at the L.A. International Airport to the California Science Center, its final destination. Some 400 trees and many traffic lights were taken down to make room for the five-story tall shuttle with its 78-foot wingspan. News time is 8:11.
Great sermon, huh? Really got me thinking.
Oh, I guess I missed it, but then again, I have a hard time hearing the pastor.
Really? You sit in the second row.
Well, you know,
Yes, I do know. I used to struggle, just like you're saying. But I finally went to go see Doug Leonard and had my hearing tested. Found out there was a good reason I couldn't hear the sermons.
How often do you leave your Sunday services and not have any idea of what the minister said? Or sit through an important meeting and go away wondering what you were supposed to learn for your job? The problem could be that you have a hearing loss. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. For most patients, hearing loss is usually something that takes place over time, and you don't realize it's happening until you find yourself struggling to hear things that are important to you. Quit struggling. Call and schedule an evaluation today. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Manning, Autumn, and Carroll.
I only wish I had gone sooner.
In our funeral announcements, Wayne Bivens, age 75 of Hancock, died Monday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Wayne Bivens will be today at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Ronald Gutenfelder, age 82 of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Ron Gutenfelder will be today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. David Wolf, age 68 of Exira, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. A Celebration of Life Memorial Mass for David Wolf will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Marjorie Robinson, age 86, of Oakland, died Wednesday at the Oakland Manor. Memorial services for Marjorie Robinson will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Congregational Church, United Church of Christ, in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Mary Ann Brown, age 82, of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Mary Ann Brown will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Bridgewater United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. David Duskin, age 64, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the University of Iowa Hospitals in Iowa City. A celebration of life for Dave Duskin will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock in the Atlantic High School Commons. Francis Ballou, age 89, of Exira, died Thursday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Francis Ballou will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. H. Eloise Maxson, age 87, of Stewart, died Wednesday at Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. A memorial service for Eloise Maxson will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Bear Creek Friends Church near Redfield. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. And Vero Lewis Butch Miller, age 92, of Persia, died Wednesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Services for Butch Miller are currently pending at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.